books. You talked about your days of silence, and I was wondering what kind of rules you practiced for those days, because I was kind of surprised in the book early on. You mentioned, I think it was on the third day of silence, turning on the TV, and that didn't seem to be contraindicated to your sitting in silence type rule. So what are the rules? What does that mean to have days of silence as you practice them?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm not a big rule person. Let's just start there. So I avoid rules when I can. When I began, it was such a kind of backing into silence way to approach it, if you would. So I didn't have, my only thought was, I'm just not going to talk tomorrow. So early on, my only directive to myself was not to speak. That was it. And not to like get into a lot of note writing and stuff, which would just be then another kind of busyness and not that space. So it was just not to speak. And that third day, I did not turn the TV on. My husband happened to have it on when I went into the room, and that news that was on, it was so disturbing. So for maybe the first 2 years at least, my only feeling was, I just don't want to talk on those days. I won't talk on these days from when I go to bed Sunday night to when I wake up Tuesday morning. After a while, I just found the silence so restful, so restorative, so rich that other noise began to feel intrusive. So I didn't want to have the TV on. I didn't even want to have music on. I think the monk Thomas Merton said it best. The more he experienced silence, the more he came to love it. And the same was true of me. The more I spent time in stillness, the more I craved it. And so then it wasn't a rule. I just didn't want other noise. I didn't want to watch TV. I didn't want to have, the radio going or CDs playing or anything. I just loved the comfort of the quiet, the restorative, incredibly restorative, and also creative space. I think my writing was different on days of silence and continues to be. And also, there's a timeless feeling to those days, a very expansive feeling. And then, as with silence, there's many levels of silence as there is of noise. There's first quieting the speech, but then there's quieting the external, which I was doing. And along about the fourth year, I found that I was, be or fifth year, I was beginning to quiet the internal chatter, kind of the monkey mind chatter. And so it wasn't this deliberate or educated or trained kind of going in and learning how to meditate, or like, it was just that gradually, as my outer world quieted, my inner world began to quiet. And if there was chatter, I became aware of where my mind went. Much more aware on those days, much more, as I say, tethered to the here and now and what was happening in the here and now. Calling it listening below the noise is very true. They weren't days really of silence, they were days of listening. Listening to nature, listening to my own thoughts, listening to the absolute truth that lies beyond thought and emotion, allowing space for that truth to rise up. Listening to my body. They became days of intense listening in the space of silence I had created.
I wonder.